Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 3, Day 19. Avoid all distractions. Let's read from Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Am I trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Thoughtful reflection. The intimidation of what people think, or the fear of humiliation and embarrassment, limits every one of us at some stage in our lives. Adolescence is often a painful time. This is a season in our lives when acceptance and reassurance is so important. Our bodies are changing, and the need to be liked and noticed feels essential. Suddenly, our self-worth is defined by people's comments rather than who we are. We find ourselves striving to gain approval, altering our value systems to try and fit in with a peer group, and feeling the pain and pressure of rejection. Although this journey often starts in the teenage years, unfortunately, it doesn't always stop there. If we're not careful, we can develop a lifestyle habit where we're constantly distracted by other people's opinions of us, rather than our own convictions. Soon we find that we're living life stressed and nervous, always watching for the reactions of our parents, our boss, or our friends. We make decisions that will comply with the expectations and desires of those around us, rather than the call of God within us. We find that we are compromising the essence of who we are for the sake of acceptance and appreciation. Slowly we find that we've sold our soul to this slave called approval, and now we are caged in a lifestyle that contains us and controls our true passions. Our life is now externally manipulated by people's demands rather than internally motivated by the Spirit of God. But it is time to break free. When you are making a decision, whose opinions really matter to you? Do you listen to the advice of people who really pray for you, who understand your destiny? Or does the sound of unsaved family and reason control you more? Where do you look for approval? I realized as I started to function in the public life that I wanted to be like. People's praise mattered to me, and this desire was dangerous. God had to train me. Suddenly, after years of compliments and rewards, I began to hit accusation and opposition. I received letters correcting my teaching, debating my views of women in ministry, aggressively attacking my character, and even threatening my family. Suddenly, I was not the popular preacher on the circuit. I wanted to run, hide, and feel sorry for myself. Like Elijah, I felt I was the only one, and it was so unfair. But God challenged me. Get up. I thought you wanted to be my servant. Have you asked me what I think about your service yet? In a moment, I realized I'd become totally distracted by the assessment of people around. But God had been keeping a record of my service too. As I spent some time in prayer, he began to speak to me, and I realized that God had credited and merited different things. He had watched my generosity to some people in the church. He had seen my care for my family and my home. He loved my passion and devotion. In fact, he loved me. Suddenly, all the letters were back in perspective, and I realized I needed to hear what heaven was saying about me. This really matters. We were never made to be human doing machines, but God made us to be human beings. So relax and be yourself, because God enjoys the real you. Let's pray. Focus for confession. Father, please protect me from that curse of constantly striving to fulfill other people's expectations over my life. Father, teach me the real joy of being me. I want to enter this new season with a deep confidence that my expression and my gifts are acceptable to you. Deliver me from all the distractions of trying to please people or trying to please systems, and let me have such a joy in knowing that I please you. Thank you that I am free from this slave of approval. Amen.